Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
When Flo flows, she flows in the know. Mind ruminates, the rates. Shown them all, I heed the call. Seeing the rest, I choose the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot? That's a real question.
Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the New England Patriots news feed on CLNS Radio. Today is Friday, November 25th, 2016. I'm Michael Lunge, reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. Patriots head coach Bill Belichick confirmed on Friday morning that New England will be without two of its best offensive linemen for the remainder of the season. Right tackle Sebastian Vollmer and right guard Trey Jackson, both of whom have been on the physically unable to perform list since the beginning of the season, were not activated ahead of Tuesday's deadline to be eligible to play this year. The move comes without little surprise in the case of Vollmer, who was dealing with multiple injuries in addition to the hip injury that ended his season. However, Jackson's situation was a little more surprising, considering he had made significant progress with his knee injury and had been present for conditioning drills at the start of practice for the past few weeks. Tom Brady returned to practice on Friday afternoon after missing Wednesday and Thursday with a knee injury. Star quarterback, who moved his weekly press conference from Wednesday to Friday this week, said when he was asked if he'll be ready for Sunday, quote, "We'll see," end quote. Bill Belichick wasn't any more descriptive in his press conference, telling reporters, quote, "We list Tom on the injury report as we'll always do, just like we do with everybody else," end quote. ESPN's Mike Reese reported that sources are telling him there is a minimal concern about Brady's status for Sunday's game against the New York Jets. In other news from practice on Friday, tight end Martellus Bennett was back on the field after missing Thursday's session, and Rob Gronkowski was on the field with limited participation for the third straight day. Special teams captain Matthew Slater was missing for the third straight practice with a foot injury, while rookie cornerback Cyrus Jones and defensive end Rob Ninkovich were absent for the first day this week. According to ESPN's Mike Reese, Ninkovich was absent for personal reasons, and his status for Sunday's game is not in doubt. The Patriots take on the New York Jets at 4:25 p.m. on Sunday afternoon at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Be sure to tune into the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show immediately following the game for the latest opinions and analysis. That's it for today's Patriots news feed. To get even more up to speed on the four-time Super Bowl champs, follow CLNSRadio.com on Twitter, at CLNSRadio, and on Facebook at Facebook.com/CLNSFans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feed, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longi for Patriots Newsfeed.
Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.